from JMI Wealth. Let's look at some numbers, some results. Andrew Keller is with us. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
And the report season is underway. You see those numbers I was mentioning from Trump before, the White House wandering around. Imagine if it's 4.8%. That is phenomenal growth.
Yeah, let's not forget, it's the world's biggest economy. So, you know, you do have to factor that in. This is a major influence on the global economic, the health of the global economy. And they may get those numbers, Mike. It may be that strong. I mean, you know, you look at unemployment, and we're going to talk about company earnings. Company earnings looking strong. So it is possible.
Exactly.
And that's what's allowing him to take a strong stance in some of these trade debates, because he's got a strong economy behind him.
Yeah, exactly. So what have we got so far reporting season-wise?
Yeah, okay. So we've had these last couple of days about the bluster and noise that financial markets are having to process. But this week there's a whole slew of US companies issuing quarterly earnings reports. So 174 companies in the S&P 500 are reporting quarterly earnings this week. So it's a busy time. And of course, lots of focus on the FANGs, the Facebook, Amazon, Alphabet, Netflix and Google. Now, Netflix reported last week, and everybody might be binge watching television. But the result was a little bit disappointing with the Netflix result. This week we've got Alphabet, Facebook and Amazon. But Mike, you know, with all these concerns over trade tensions, earnings growth, companies generating higher levels of earnings, this is a really important pillar that's holding up global share markets at the moment. It's expected this year that we'll see earnings growth in US companies of around 20%. So that is very strong. So earnings are growing substantially. If you're generating higher earnings, tends to support higher share prices as well. So Alphabet, so this is the Google parent. They reported an after-hours trading. That was US Monday evening, and it was a good result. So shares jumped in after-hours trading, and that's followed through into the session we're looking at today as well. So I think Amazon's up almost 5% from last week's close. So their earnings per share was beaten expectations. Just looking at revenue has beaten expectations. You know, Android, the smartphone software, this is what's got them into trouble in Europe with the antitrust ruling. But that has actually contributed to their result. Mike, if you look at their mobile and YouTube advertising, the number of times that people actually click on the company's ads, it's up 58%. Now, I don't think people actually clicked on those ads, they do. And so, look, they lowered their prices to get more advertising in there, but they got a lot more volume increase, so it's pretty good. And the investors are looking through. They got that $4.3 billion euro fine from the European antitrust and investors, which will be appealed, of course. Investors are looking through that, looking at the underlying numbers, and we look forward to Facebook and Amazon later this week.
Okay, where are we at in the bond markets?
Oh, yeah, hold on to your hats. We go into the exciting stuff now, global bond markets. Now, we don't talk about this very often, do we? But global bond markets are getting a bit shook up, actually, Mike. This sort of activity, usually driven by moves in the US bond market, but recent volatility in the last couple of days come out of an unlikely source, come out of the Japanese bond market. Now, their bond market, they're rattled a bit by some speculation the Bank of Japan might tweak its monetary policy. So we saw Japanese bonds go up. The Japanese authorities had to bring in sort of unusual measures to stabilize that market. But why do we care, Mike? Well, global bond yields do have a reasonable high degree of correlation. Japan bond yields go higher, so do bond rates in the US, potentially so do bond rates here. Higher local bond yields, that potentially impacts fixed rate mortgages, pushes them up. So it doesn't happen immediately, but it does. If you get a concerted move higher, it does feed through. So it costs the local banks more to raise money, which means they then have to lend it out at higher rates to locals. So we do have to keep an eye on that.
We do indeed. What are the numbers now?
25,162, the Dow, that's up 116, so positive there. S&P 500, 2817, also up, and the NASDAQ, just down slightly, actually, 7819. FTSE 100, up 0.7, strong night overnight, 7709. The Nikkei, also up 0.5%, 22510. Shanghai Composite, they're continuing a bounce back there. They were up 1.6% overnight at 2905. The Aussies had a good day yesterday. The ASX 200, up 38 at 6265. And the NZX 50, we also had a positive day. We were up 28 or 0.32%, closing at 8901. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6795 against the US, 0.9168 against the Aussie, 0.5816 against the Euro, 0.5173 pounds, 75.54 yen. Gold in US dollars trading $1,225 US dollars. Brent crude $73.48.
You have a fantastic day, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Keller, he's at JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.